Hello everyone, my name is Sterling Nice. Today we'll be reviewing the movie The Hunger Games. The Hunger Games is about in what was once North America. Hold on, let me pull it up so you guys can see it. There we go. Okay. In what was once North America, the capital of Panem maintains its hold on its 12 districts by forcing them each to select a boy and a girl tributes to compete in a nationally televised event called the Hunger Games. Every citizen must watch as the youths fight to their death until only one remains. A District 12 tribute, Katniss Everdeen, Jennifer Lawrence, has little to rely on other than her hunting skills and sharp instincts in the arena where she must weigh survival against love. This is a movie series. There are four movies in total: The Hunger Games, The Hunger Games: Catching Fire, The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1, and then The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2. But overall, I like the movie. The beginning is kind of slow, as I sometimes say. I do like action. Action is my thing. But there's a lot of talking in the beginning. There are four books. All the movies are based off of the book. I don't know if there are four books, because they made the part one and a part two. I don't know if the book was just combining both those movies, or if the book was doing part one and part two as well. But overall, I like the movie. I know I say that about every single movie I review, but it's an action adventure, which I like. It's about 2 hours, 30 minutes. It's PG-13. They recently came out with another Hunger Games. It's called The Hunger Games: The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. I have not seen it yet, because I didn't look that good to me. I saw the preview, and let's look at Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes. I'll just type in reviews. I thought so. It got terrible reviews. 3 out of 4. 3.4 out of 5. Their preview didn't look too good to me, in my opinion. Because Katniss, like the main character of The Hunger Games, isn't in that movie. Isn't in this movie. So it just wouldn't be the same. It's like the new Harry Potter movie that's going to be coming out. I think there's a new Harry Potter movie that's coming out. I can't remember. But yeah, it got okay reviews. There is Jennifer Lawrence at one point does star. Is a guest at one point on Between Two Ferns. I don't know if you've heard of it, but Zach Galifianakis hosts it. I can show you. Let me show you let me show it to you.
What does your video sound like? Go to artlist.io and get the best music and sound effects for your videos. This is not the real world. This is your creation.
Welcome to another edition of Between Two Ferns. I'm your host, Zach Galifianakis. This is a Oscar edition of Between Two Ferns, a special Oscar insight to Oscar nominees and all of their Oscar buzzness around them.
There we go.
My first guest is Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you.
I got a beef to pick with your co-star.
Okay, so basically, I haven't told you before, but what goes on on this, it's not like a TV show, it's more like an internet thing. It's no longer on anymore. It is a movie now on Netflix. But they're basically, Zach Galifianakis has a bunch of people who comes onto his TV show, and he basically just insults them, and his guests basically know what they're getting. And the reason it's Between Two Ferns, I guess it's like Between Two Friends, instead it's like, or something like that. It's like they're Between Two Ferns, I guess.
Star Bradley Cooper, because he had told me that in real life that you were as around them. My first guest is Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you.
I got a beef to pick with your co-star Bradley Cooper, because he had told me that in real life that you were I wrote it down, I'll make sure I get it right. Ugly. And wow. I gotta be honest, I don't know what he's talking about, unless he was just joking with me. You're really good looking. So you played in a movie called The Hunger Games.
Yeah, isn't that your life story?
You shouldn't say that. That's off-putting.
You should be off-putting. You're fat. Yeah. You shouldn't eat any more pudding.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence basically just turns the tables, and she just insults him.
Yeah. When you take on a project like Silver Linings Playbook, what draws you into that character? What spoke to you?
Well, I think Tiffany taught, I love that she taught me a lot about, are you playing the Oscar? Are you seriously playing me? Oh my God. Oh my God.
In the Oscar tradition. Good luck.
Hi, Zach.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. This is Naomi Watts. You're from Australia, and I hear that I'd read that the toilets work backwards. And do you know what that? Have you read about that? Like it? Well, I guess for you, it's backwards here, but backwards for us.
Okay, yeah. She just had a small part of video, I guess. But like, yeah, she just like absolutely just like makes a lot of fun of him. I guess him pressing that button was her cue to leave. But yeah, he like insults her a lot. He mentioned. I forget which name he mentioned. He said something about the co-star. If I look up, what's the Hunger Games cast? Nope, never mind. Yeah, never mind. Now that song's going to be stuck in my head. Okay, let's look at some audience reviews. I'll have them pulled up. Hunger Games... reviews. No, not that. 4.5 out of 5. Let me share with you. Okay, 4.5. Yeah, 4.5 out of 5 reviews. Not bad. We'll look at. Well, oh my God. Can you see that? How, Jesus. Why are all these reviews so long? There we go. If you've read The Hunger Games, I highly recommend watching this dystopian-themed movie exploring the genres of love and hate, government, dictatorship, and adventure. This masterpiece of a book has been made into the most spectacular movie, in my opinion, ever made. The characters are perfectly cast and played and exactly how I imagined them to look like. The first one set the background for the franchise of the Hunger Games movies and does it extremely well. District 12 and the Capitol were completely well made, especially if you compared it to the Capitol, so bright, lively, and modern, while District 12 is so run down and old. I absolutely love the Capitol citizens' outfits. Truly astonishing, and exactly how I imagined Capitol fashion to look like when described in the books, bright and colorful. As the film progresses, the main character Katniss Everdeen, played by Jennifer Lawrence, confidence grows in her defiance towards the Capitol, and her hatred starts brewing. We get to watch that anger grow in strength until the last movie, when she kindles that anger. I promise you, once you watch this movie, that has you on the edge of your seat the entire time. You'll want to watch them all. That's the end of her review. I forgot what I was going to say. It's because that stupid Between Two Ferns song is stuck on my head. I'll think of it. But for now, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you all so much for listening. I will see you on the next one. Please like and subscribe. For more videos, please click right here where my hand is. I'll see you on the next one. Thank you for listening.